With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli troops surrounded Gaza City and cut off the northern part of the besieged Hamas-ruled territory as communications that were lost overnight for several hours were gradually being restored. Troops are expected to enter the city Monday or Tuesday and likely to face militants fighting street by street using a vast network of tunnels. About 1.5 million Palestinians, about 70% of the population, have fled their homes since the war began with the bloody Hamas incursion into Israel that killed more than 1,400 people, mostly civilians. House Speaker Mike Johnson told Fox News Sunday it was a good idea to attach domestic spending cuts to the House bill to fund Israel's defense, despite Democrat objections.
What they don't like is that in the House, we're trying to be good stewards of the taxpayers' resources. We offset that spending. Instead of printing new dollars and or borrowing it from another nation to send over to fulfill our obligations and help our ally, we want to pay for it. What a concept. We're trying to change how Washington works.
Also at SRNnews.com, a little more noise coming now from the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. presidential campaign.
Kennedy's decision to run as an independent is gaining support, according to the latest Quinnipiac poll. In a Biden-Trump matchup, the two candidates are virtually tied. If you expand the contest to include RFK Jr., the poll shows Biden leads Trump 36-33%, with Kennedy receiving 22% support. Among independent voters, Kennedy leads both Trump and Biden. With those numbers, RFK Jr. is poised to play a spoiler role. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP debate number 3 from Miami this Wednesday. The stage will have fewer presidential wannabes than before because of stricter requirements to participate. However, former President Trump once again will not take part in the event. This is SRN News. Parents have something to say when it comes to social media.
And they want more control of it. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 81% of American adults say parental consent should be required before anyone under 18 can establish a social media account. And 71% want social media sites, including pornographic ones, to verify a person's age before they are allowed in. Moms and dads are especially concerned about what young people are seeing and doing on the web these days. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch says revenue growth in most of its global regions has been offset by a drop in North American sales sparked by its decision to partner with a so-called transgender influencer. Bud Light sales plunged amid the ongoing national backlash after the brand teamed up with a man who's living as a woman. While the company's overall sales rose 4% last quarter, U.S. sales tumbled 13.5%. This is SRN News. Big weekend in New York City, a runner from Ethiopia sets a course record to win the NYC Marathon men's race, while a Kenyan pulls away in the final 400 meters to take the women's title.
32-year-old Tamarat Tola is the men's winner of the New York City Marathon with a record time of 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 58 seconds.
I'm happy. I am coming to New York for third time, two times number four. Now I am win. This is the first time a major winning for me.
While the men's race of the New York City Marathon was well decided before the last few miles, the women's race came down to the stretch with a trio of runners exchanging leads until 33-year-old Helen Obiri finished first in 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 23 seconds. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.